Tonight I want to talk about the message of prophetic lessons from the Asian tsunami.
我们今天要从先知性的恩膏角度来看南亚这一次的海啸。
Okay, if you have your Bible,
有圣经的话。
Oh, there's some echo, In Isaiah chapter 25.
以赛亚书第二十五章。
And tonight we're going to cover 17 points.
今晚我们到十七点。
Isaiah 25.
以赛亚书二十五章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall.
以赛亚书二十五章第四节，因为当强暴人吹逼人的时候，如同暴风直吹墙壁，你就做贫穷人的保障。做困乏人急难中的保障，做躲暴风之处，做避炎热的阴凉。
And verse 9, and it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
第九节，到那日人必说，看哪，这是我们的神，我们素来等候他。他必拯救我们，这是耶和华，我们素来等候他，我们必因他的救恩欢喜快乐。
Amen. Now verse 4 say, God will be our refuge in the face of stormy weathers.
在第四节讲到，在暴风雨的时候，神要做我们的避难所。
Tsunami is a huge, gigantic storm.
我们知道呢，海啸是一个自然界的一个大灾难。
But Isaiah the prophet say, whatever storms may come,Our God is the great refuge that can withstand the pressure and the bombardment and the onslaught of the storm.
但是以赛亚先知告诉我们，不管我们遇到怎么样的风暴，怎么样的压力，神都能够做我们的避难所。
You know, there are three questions that people ask in their mind when the tsunami came.
当海啸发生的时候呢，通常仍然会问几个问题。
Question number one.
第一个。
Where is God when tsunami happened?
海啸发生的时候，神到底在哪里？
If God is such a great God, if God is such a sovereign God, where was he when the tsunami tragedy came?
如果神是这么一个伟大可畏的神，海啸发生的时候，他在哪里呢？
Question number two.
第二。
How can a righteous God allow so much grievous suffering?
为什么一个公义的神竟然容许这样一个让人痛苦的事情发生呢？
Question number three.
第三。
How can a God of love allow this devastating flood to kill so many innocent children?
为什么这样一个慈爱的神会容让这样一个灾难杀死这么多无辜的儿童呢？
So there are a lot of questions in the minds of the unbeliever.
所以呢，在很多不信主的人心中有非常多的疑问。
But I want to answer this question by understanding that God has instituted a law in the universe.
但是呢，我要特别呢，从神的角度告诉各位，他有他既定的一个律法，一个法律。
And it was actually spoken and decreed by God in Genesis chapter 8 verse 22.
这个律法就写在创世纪第八章二十二节。
And we are all so familiar. Seed time and harvest time, summer and winter.
就是说，撒种跟收割都有它的时候。
And so, what causes such calamities on the earth? It is because of this irreversible law.
那为什么会发生这样的灾难呢？就是因为这样一个律，就是种的是什么，你的收成就会是什么。
Because of what we call the law of sowing and reaping.
就是我们所提过的种和收的律。
The classic example is, why did God send the flood during the days of Noah that wiped out the entire world population?
最古老的一个例子呢，就是神为什么在挪亚那个世代呢，他用洪水毁了那个世代。
If God is a God of love,
如果神是一个慈爱的神，
Why does he allow such a cruel flood to wipe out the entire human race?
他为什么容许这样一个残酷的灾难，让全人类都毁灭呢？
God always do things because there are in His workings and operations, we call it the justice of God.
那神他做事都有他的法则，因为他是一个公义的神，在他的做事的模式有一个既定的一个法律。
Look at Genesis chapter 6.
我们看一下创世纪第六章
and verse 5 to 7,
第五到第七节。
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created.From the face of the earth, both man and beast, and of the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them.
第五节到第八节，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。
Here.Is an undeniable conclusion why God allowed this major catastrophic flood to come.
这就是一个不可否认的一个道理，因为为什么就是因为这样，为什么这样的灾难会发生？
Because God saw that the earth is full of wickedness.
因为神看到地上满了罪恶。
The cup of sin is full.
罪恶的杯已经满了。
Ladies and gentlemen,
各位，
What we are discussing tonight
问的
is not only a one-time event.
这不是只是一次的事件而已。
I'm telling you,
我告诉各位，
Great tsunamis are coming in the future.
在未来会有更大的海啸发生。
It will hit many parts of the world.
会攻击非常多各的地方。
Watch in the future how the tsunami will come and land on Australia's Sydney.
你看看未来会有大海啸临到澳洲的雪梨。
Because the cup of sin is ripe for judgment.
因为呢，这罪恶的杯一满，审判就临到。
In fact, there are scientists who discover the volcanoes in North Africa that are embedded underneath the sea.
甚至呢，有这科学家发现呢，在南非的这些火山呢，他们地底层的这个活动非常的频繁。
They say if ever one day it were to erupt,
他们说如果有一天这火山真的爆发的话
，it will actually cause a great tsunami to hit New York City,
会造成极大的海啸攻击这个纽约。
I'm telling you,
我告诉各位，
there are going to be great shakings upon the face of this earth.
在整个地球呢，会有非常大的震动。
This is not only one time, but you shall see it happen again in the future.
不是光一次而已，在未来还会再发生。
In fact,
事实上，
when this Indonesian tsunami came,
当这印尼这一次的海啸一发生，
the highest height was 20 meters.
这个整个的高度是二十英尺。
The Lord told me another greater than 20 meters, 25 meters will be coming.
但神说以后有更大的海啸，甚至超过二十五公尺。
I'm telling you,
我告诉各位，
these are a days of great trembling.
这是一个震动，让人颤抖的一个时刻。
You may not believe what I say.
也许你不相信我所说的。
But you shall see.
但是你一定会看到的。
In the near future.
而且在不久的未来，你就会看到。
That's why this subject.It is very good for us to understand.
在这样的一个主题，能够让我们更深的来思考这个
问题。God created man is for man to flourish on this earth.
本来神创造人类呢，是要人生养众多。
Isn't it foolish to create man and then later, maybe one year later, change his mind and then want to destroy what he created? That would be foolishness.
你不觉得，如果说神造了人，然后他想一想，过了一年又想啊，这个不好，我要把他们毁了，这不是很愚蠢吗？
He would have to eat his own words.
他这不是迟延吗?
Because Genesis 1:26-28 says, be fruitful and multiply.
因为在创世纪1章26到27节神说，我造人就是要叫他们生养众多，遍满全地。
How can on one hand he say he wants man to be fruitful, and on the other hand he say I regret that I make man, I want to destroy mankind.
为什么呢？他一方面又说呢，我很高兴我造了人，可是另外一方面他又说我真后悔造了他们。
God will never contradict himself.
神绝对不会自我矛盾。
Except when he violate the justice of heaven.
除非呢，人所做的违反了公义正义的原则。
Look at verse 11.
我们看一下第十一节。
The earth also was corrupted before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh has corrupted his way upon the earth.
6章11-12节，世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。
Do you know that we are now moving into a level of corruption that we have never seen before?
你知道我们正进入一个人类前所未有的一个败坏的前端。
Just recently, Mexico just had 1 week of convention.
我们知道最近的墨西哥刚好有一个礼拜的会议。
And in that convention, there is only one team.
在这个会议里面呢，有一组人。
How to make
一个主题,
How to make sex more pleasurable for mankind?
他说如何让性使人类更享受。
And so they have all the displays of women that are naked.
所以呢，他们到处都放一些裸体照。
They display all the sex shop, and they display, and thousands upon people visited the convention.
有上千的人呢，都去拜访，去参加这样的一个会议，然后他们有很多这些性的方面的这些照片啊什么的。
In the future.
在未来。
Sexual immorality in the eyes of man is no longer a sin.
以后呢，大家认为呢，我们眼目呢所犯的这性方面的犯罪呢，已经人不当作是罪了。
And so the earth will grow in great corruption.
所以整个地面呢，会长出一个非常大的败坏。And
then when the cup is full,
当这样的恶的杯一满,
we will see severe judgment upon the face of this earth.
我们就会看到非常严厉的审判临到地上。
In Jeremiah chapter 25,
在耶利米书第25章,
verse 5 to 7,
5到7,
they say, turn ye again now everyone from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever, and go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them and to provoke me not to anger with the works of your hand, I will do you no harm. Yet you have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hand to your own hurts.
耶利米书25章第5节 说你们个人当回头离开恶道和所做的恶，便可居住耶和华古时所赐给你们和你们列祖之地，直到永远。不可随从别神侍奉敬拜，以你们手所做的惹我发怒，这样我就不加害于你们。然而你们没有听从我，竟以手所做的惹我发怒，陷害自己，这是耶和华说的。
And then in verse 14, for many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands.
第14节，因为有多国和大君王必使加勒底人做奴仆，我也必照他们的行为，按他们手所做的报应他们。
Then look at what God say in verse 15.
你看神在第15节说什么呢?
For thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the cup, the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it.
15节说，耶和华以色列的神对我如此说：你从我手中接这杯。 愤怒的酒，使我所差遣你去的各国的民喝。
And then look at that cup of the anger and the fury of God. Verse 31.
在31节,
a noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall come forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth, and the slain of the Lord shall be at that day, from one end to the earth, even unto the other end of the earth.
31-33 必有响声达到地极，因为耶和华与列国相争，凡有血气的他必审问，至于恶人，他必交给刀剑。这是耶和华说的。万军之耶和华如此说，看哪，必有灾祸从这国发到那国，必有大暴风从地极刮起，到那日，从这地，从地这边直到地那边，都有耶和华所杀戮的，必无人哀哭，不得收敛，不得埋葬埋，必在地上成为粪土。
Now God say,
神说，
If you repent of your evil ways,
如果你悔改你的恶行，
and do not follow the evil works of your hand,
没有去作恶，
no harm will come to you,
你就不会遭灾害。
But as they continue to serve the works of their hand, they worship idols.
但是如果他们跟着他们手所做的继续去拜偶像，
And they refuse to repent.
他们拒绝悔改。
They will drink the cup of his fury.
他们就会喝到神愤怒的杯。
And then God say,
神又继续说，
In verse 32,
在32节,
that a great whirlwind will come and be raised up from the coast of the earth.
说有大暴风会从地极刮起。
A wind was raised up in the ocean.
在海里面有大暴风。
And the wind raised up that tsunami wave and it hit the coast of the earth.
因为这大暴风刮起了大海啸，而能够打到这些地面。
And then the slain of the Lord will be many from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth.
对，神所杀戮的就从这一边到那一边。
God is speaking so clearly.
神在这边讲得这么清楚。
He only punished wickedness upon the face of this earth, and he rewards righteousness because he's a God of justice.
神是审判罪恶报答这个义人的，因为他是个公义的神。
So don't ever blame God for the tsunami.
所以不要因为这海啸的关系去责怪神。
Because God will not change his holy character for your sake.
因为神不会为你的缘故改变他圣洁的性格。
He will not break his law.
他不会违反他自己的律。
His law is holy.
他的律就是圣洁。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away.
天地都要废去，但是他的话语永远长存。
If the nations of the earth continue to stay in wickedness,
如果列国持续在罪恶当中，
and the prophets of the Lord go from nation to nation, urging them to repent,
神的先知也到列国去呼吁他们要悔改。
And if they refuse to repent,
但是如果他们拒绝悔改，
then don't blame God,
那就不要怪神了。
When God sent forth his justice and judgment upon the face of this earth.
当神把他的公义审判临到这地的时候，
God never do any evil. He cannot violate his holy character.
神是不作恶的神，他没有办法违反他自己的律。
It is men who attract the judgment.
是人自己引来这样的一个审判。
Man of a choice.
这是人的选择。
If man live in righteousness,
如果人选择公义，
God will pour out blessings,
神会倾倒祝福。
If man live in wickedness,
如果人选择住在罪恶当中，
then the curses will come upon their life.
那咒诅就会临到他的生命。
Look at example.
我们来看一个例子。
No time to refer.
这个已经没有可考的。
You can write it down.
你可以写下来。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 29.
箴言28章
8章29节 Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 22
耶利米书5章22节
Psalms 104 verse 9
诗篇104篇第9节
Job chapter 38 verse 11
约伯记三 38章11节。
In that four scripture,
在刚刚这几节经文当中,
God has assigned limits to the boundary of the seas and the ocean.
神呢, 对于这个海呢, 它是有一个界限的。
And God speaks to the seas and the oceans.
神就对海洋说,
He says,
他说,
You must not cross the boundary line that I've created for you.
你不能越过我所为你们设定的界限。
God has created the boundary line for every sea, every ocean, and every coastal area.
神为每一个海岸呢, 每一个海洋都设定了界限, 他们不能越过的。
Anything that has overflown into a major disaster in the land, it is not a natural thing.
所以呢, 当这个海呢, 越过了界限, 造成灾害的时候, 都不是自然界的,
Because by the word of his mouth, he has cause law and order upon the face of this earth.
因为神借着他的话语已经设定了这样一个范围在秩序当中。
However, the boundary is subject to change because creation is cursed.
那这样的界限是有可能被改变的，当这受造物呢被咒诅的时候。
The boundary of the sea and ocean may change because of man's sin.
这样的一个界限会因为人所犯的罪而被改变。
It was man's sin that caused the depths of the sea to come forth out of the depths and the foundation of the earth and flooded the earth for 40 days and 40 nights.
是因为这样人罪恶的缘故使地底层的这个地土呢能够上来然后造成灾害。
If you have time to read the Bible,
如果你有时间读圣经的话,
then in Psalms 106,
在诗篇第106篇
24-27节 36-42节 You wrote it down?
你可以写下来
And then Psalms 107 11-12 107篇11-12节 Right? Now, in that those passage,
在这几篇里面呢,
you will find and discover
你会发现,
that when Israel sinned against God,
当以色列人呢, 犯罪得罪神,
judgment is an irrevocable consequence.
这个审判就是不可避免的结果。
It was the wickedness and the disobedience of Israel that caused Israel to face setbacks and sufferings in life.
就是因为他们的悖逆跟这个邪恶造成他们生命中的苦难。
Then you may ask,
那也许你会问,
What's wrong with India, Sri Lanka, and Indonesia?
那印度、斯里兰卡还有印尼呢?
There is nothing wrong. It's beautiful countries.
是的,没错,他们都是美丽的国家。
However,
但是,
in certain parts of those locality where the tsunami hit,
在这海啸所殃及的这些范围里面呢,
they discover
他们发现,
that those areas are filled with great wickedness.
那些地区都是充满罪恶的地方。
Firstly,
第一,
those are the areas that have great persecution against the Christians.
在那些区域呢都有这个逼迫基督徒的事情。
In fact, in Sri Lanka on December 25th on Christmas Day,
事实上在斯里兰卡呢,这个去年圣诞节的时候,
a group challenging the Christian.
那时候有一群徒他们就挑战基督徒。
He said, if God, your God is so great,
他们甚至说,如果你的神这么伟大,
then let your God who controls the earth bring forth the forces of nature against us.
他说,如果你的神这么伟大,你就让他兴起天然的灾害吧。
And God create the force from nature to demonstrate that He is alive.
是的, 神就借着这样的一个天然界的灾害呢, 证明他是神。
In Indonesia,
在这个印尼这个地方,
the government have issued an order.
他们那边的政府呢, 已经订定法律。
Now this is only, I heard it from a source from a pastor from Indonesia.
这是一个牧师告诉我,他是印尼的牧师。
He says that last year was the last year officially allowed by the government to celebrate Christmas.
他们呢,是去年才公布说的,可以让基督,
last year.
去年,
最后一年。
最后一年哦，最后一年可以让基督徒来庆祝这个圣诞节，以后都不行。
After that, it will be illegal.
就是以前都可以，自那次之后呢，去年开始就不行了。
And there was great persecution against churches, Christians, and missionary over there.
所以在那边呢，对基督徒还有宣教士有非常大的迫害。
In fact, you ask any Indonesian, they tell you, "Ah, it's one of the hardest ground."For the gospel to penetrate.
如果你去问印尼人的话，他们都会告诉这个地方呢是那边的硬土，很难传福音。
But today,
但是今天
the government
政府
is allowing everyone to come into the land without any restriction.
现在呢，他欢迎各所有的人都可以去，没有任何的限制。
And the art, they are welcoming the Christians.
那这些居民呢，他们也欢迎各地的基督徒去。
And now.Many of them are converted by the hundreds. They are coming to the Lord every day.
数以百计有每天有不断有人接受主。
You know what the art says? They say that the Americans are Gentiles.
你知道吗？那些住在那边的人，他们说呢，美国人是外邦人。
And the word Gentiles means unclean dogs to Indonesian.
他们觉得外邦人就是这个脏狗。
But how come America help us?
那为什么这些脏狗来帮助我们呢？
They are very wicked people.
我们认为他们是
hate Muslims.
他们是，我认为美国人是恨恶这个回教徒的这个人啊，怎么会帮我们呢？
Because they attack Iraq.
因为呢，他们攻击伊拉克。
How come they are so kind towards us?
但是他们现在怎么对我们这么好呢？
They saw the love of God.
他们看见了神的爱。
And they open up their hearts to.Foreigners.
他们也敞开他们的心向着外国人。
And now the missionaries are going in and preaching the gospel to them.
所以很多的宣教士都进去传福音。
Why tsunami hit those areas?
所以为什么海啸临到那些地区呢
？In India.
在印度。
Sri Lanka.
斯里兰卡。
Indonesia.
印尼。
Because they found out.
因为他们发现。
That they have carried on secretly child slave trade traffic.
因为呢，他们在那边有贩卖儿童。
They sell children as slaves.
他们呢，把这个儿童当作奴隶。
And they sell them, and there are a lot of them are used in the pornographic industry.
甚至把他们用在这个色情的行业里面。
It was so wicked. They took those young children and they sell them off to the sex industry.
他们把这些年幼的孩童们卖去做妓女。
In those areas.
在那些区域
place called Su,
这个地方有一个小镇叫做 Su,
Where women look for men
在那边女人专门去找男人
Not men look for women
不是男人去找女人哦
Women look for men
女人去找男人
And that place free sex was a common culture
在那边呢他们就是呢可以自由的性交易
And so you know what happened?
那你知道发生什么事吗
？There are a lot of sexual immorality in that place.
所以在那个地方有非常多的这个性方面的犯罪。
There's a high rate of secret abortion in that place.
他们也大大在那边做这个堕胎。
And that was the place where the judgment of God came and wiped out village after village.
所以为什么神让这大海啸把那些村庄都把它淹没
？And today the sex trade is completely.Stand still.
所以现在那边的性交易呢，已经完全的停下来。
We don't see the wickedness.
你没有再看到那些邪恶的事情。
But the God who has eyes to see, He saw the wickedness on the face of this earth.
可是我们这个永远在观看的神，他都看见这些罪恶了。
That's the first lesson we learn from the tsunami.
所以这是我们从海啸所学来的第一课。
The law of sowing and reaping.
所谓种和收的律。
Secondly.
第二。
From the tsunami,
从这样的海啸
we learn that it was a representation of a principle of God.
我们知道它是神律法的一个代表。
First Corinthians 15:46.
哥林多前书十五章
四十六节。
四十六。
However, the spiritual is not the first, but the natural, and afterwards the spiritual.
但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。
In other words, first the natural, then the spiritual.
也就是先是属血气的，然后才是属灵的。
First, you have the natural disaster of the tsunami.
也就是我们有自然界外表上看到的灾害海啸。
Then we have the spiritual implication of another kind of tsunami.
那我们在属灵里面呢，就有另外一种层面的海啸。
The second lesson we learn from this incident is that there is a coming great spiritual tsunami.
我们第二个能够学到的呢，就是有另外一种海啸要来。
And on 27th of December,
在这个
12月27号 One day after tsunami, I was in Kuala Lumpur.
在那海啸之后呢，我到这个吉隆坡。
And in that morning, God spoke to me.
在那个早上，神对我说话。
He said, Son,
他说儿子
don't look at the problem.
你不要看到这个问题。
Look behind the problem. What I'm saying to the church.
你要超越这个问题，看到我对教会所说的话。
He says, "Tsunami waves of glory and revival fires are coming to Asia in a big way."
他说，荣耀和复兴之火的海啸波浪要以极大的方式临到亚洲。
Yes.There's a tragic tsunami.
是的，我们遇到这个灾难海啸。
But God promised us by His Spirit a greater spiritual tsunami of revival is coming to Asia.
可是神却告诉我们说，一个海啸式的复兴要临到亚洲。
And I believe one of the first nations will be hit will be Indonesia.
我相信第一个被临到的这个国家就是印尼。
And when I saw that,
当我看到这个，
God spoke another statement in my heart.
神又对我说一句话。
He said, in the year 2005,
他说在2005年，
we shall witness the overflowing measures,
我们就会看到这样一个不间断满溢出来的，
of the river of favor over Christendom.
就是神的恩宠的这个涌流会临到他的肢体。
I'm telling you, God's tsunami is coming.
我告诉神的海啸要临到我们了。
I'm telling you, the days of glory is coming.
我告诉荣耀的日子要临到了。
I'm telling you, revival is coming to planet Earth.
我告诉你，复兴要临到全地。
That is God's tsunami.
这是神的海啸。
You shall see it happen very shortly.
很快的你就会看到它发生。
It's going to hit Asia.
它会临到亚洲。
It's going to hit Taiwan.
会临到台湾。
It's going to hit China.
会临到大陆。
It's going to hit Hong Kong.
会临到香港。
It's going to hit many parts of the world.
会临到世界各地。
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
God's tsunami is coming in a big way.
是神的海啸要大大临到全地。
Number three.
第三。
Now, when this tsunami and occur with the earthquake,
当这地面上发生了海啸,
the epicenter of this earthquake occur at a depth of 30 kilometers below sea level.
这个整个海啸的发生呢是在低于海平面30公尺
below sea level.
在海平面以下30公尺
and was located 160 kilometers or 100 miles off the western coast of northern Sumatra.
那呢它的发射地点是从这个 northern Sumatra 的地方160公里开始。
And you know what happened? The earthquake actually happened right in the depths of the earth.
事实上这样的一个地震就是发生在地层底下。
And when I saw it,
当我一看到
the Lord again spoke to me,
主又对我说
He said in the year 2005,
他说在2005年
the springs of revival that are coming,
这样的一个复兴浪潮
initially it will flow in a subterranean hidden manner.
开始呢是会从最下面开始
unnoticed, unseen by the casual masses of popular Christianity
就是好像看不见了但是却是在那边酝酿
it is hidden
是隐藏的。
I believe it occurred in the realm of the spirit.
我相信后来它会彰显出来。
People do not know where the revival spots are.
人不知道呢，到底这个复兴的点在哪里。
Unless God the Spirit reveals to you.
除非神的圣灵向你启示。
I've been searching for the revival spot in Indonesia.
我一直在寻找印尼的复兴点会在哪里。
For over 6 years, I was looking for the revival spot.
在过去这六年，我一直在印尼寻找这样的一个复兴地点。
And one day God says, "Son, it's over here."
结果神就告诉我说在这里。
And I want you to start that revival for Indonesia from this spot.
神就告诉我说我要从这个点开始印尼的大复兴。
And in December the 3rd, it came forth out of the realm of the spirit. It burst.
在12月3号呢，这样的事情就发生了，好像从地底层呢冒出来了。
Today there are not only gold dust, but solid gemstones appear in the meeting, and feathers begin to fall in the meeting.
他们不光是手上有金粉，而且还有那个石头。
And gemstones, and then the
feathers. 还有玉的石，一些宝石哦，从天上掉下来。
And then feathers begin to manifest in the meeting. Bird's feathers, like those kind of feathers.
哦，还有这个羽毛。
Yes.
掉下来。
And then I was searching for another revival spot in Taiwan.
那我现在也在台湾找这个复兴点。
And for many years, I was looking for that revival spot.
在过去的很多年，我一直在找。
And one day God told me.
有一天神告诉我。
It is in Tainan.
说是在台南。
I said 台南。
我说台南啊。
Not Taipei.
怎么不是台北呢
？Not 高雄。
怎么也不是高雄
？There are, but God.Personally revealed to me, he said one of those revival major center is in Tainan.
但是这是我个人的领受，神告诉我说，是的，其中一个主要的城市就是台南。
And I went there.
我就去那里。
Years ago.
在几年前去。
I went to a man's house.
我去到一个弟兄家。
And when I walk up the stairs onto the second floor.
当我呢爬楼梯到二楼。
On that staircase.
在这个楼梯间呢。
I stopped.
我就停了
and I prophesy,
我就发预言
that was in the year 1999,
那是1999年的时候
and I say this is the spot of revival,
我说这就是复兴的点
this is the place where the Jacob ladders come down,
就是雅各的天梯降落下来的地方
and I say God will use you in the revival,
我说神会使用你在复兴当中
and he told me,
他就告诉我
there was another woman prophetess,
他说有另外一个女先知
who also stopped at the same spot,
他说他也停在同一个地方
halfway up the staircase,
就是在那个楼梯的一半的地方
and he prophesied this will be the place of revival
他也同样讲这样的话说这会是复兴的地点
but several years later
但是几年之后
because this man had disobeyed God
因为这个人他没有顺服神
and God said I will shift that revival spot from his life and his home another place.
神就说呢，我要把这样的一个事情呢，从他的身上，他的家庭移到另外一个地方。
In the year 2002, I went to a particular church.
那第2002年，我就去到一个教会。
And I entered into that church.
我一进到那个教会。
And I saw the same revival clouds that I saw in Saskatchewan in Canada.
那我就是在那边看到的云彩呢，就是我在加拿大的一个城市所看到的云彩。
Saskatchewan in Canada was the first place that birthed the revival in 1948.
Saskatchewan 这个加拿大的这个地方呢，它是这个引爆复兴的这个点。
And so in 2001, I saw it in Canada.
所以我在2001年在加拿大看到这个云彩。
And then they all told me, yes, it's going to come back again.
那主就告诉我说，是这样的云彩会再降下来。
And in 2002, I saw it in that church.
结果我在2002年在那个教会里面我就看到了。
But nobody will notice it.
可是呢，这没有人会注意到的。
Because it's not the biggest church in the town.
因为呢，它不是那个地方最大的教会。
It's not a mega church.
也不是主要的教会。
I'm telling you in the end time.
我告诉你，在末世的时候。
Don't look for mega things.
你不要寻求大的东西。
God is always using hidden places, hidden people to confound the proud ones.
神呢，总是以用隐藏的事、隐藏的人，要叫那些骄傲的人，这个羞愧。
And revival has been starting right now.
现在复兴已经开始了。
And I'm telling you, more places are coming.
我告诉你会有更多的地方。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, fourth lesson that we learn from the tsunami.
第四件我们从海啸所学到的功课。
We're going to learn 17 lessons tonight.
我们今晚要学17课。
所以准备到半夜啊。
啊，不会不会不会，我要赶得下去去另外一个地方，很忙，
是要下南部。
Now the fourth lesson is
第四课。
You notice in this earthquake,
你发现这个
that caused a tsunami,
造成海啸的地震。
How it occurred was the India plate descend and dive under the Burmese geographical plates.
是呢，这个印度洋呢，
印度的那个
印度的那地层。
Susan, what's that?
怎么说？地层下陷。
So one plate went down under another, and there was a great slide.
就是这样滑落下来，下陷了。
Do you know that when it slide?
当它一下陷。
Do you know that actually it opened for a short? I believe it's a few seconds probably, and it cracked open.
那这个时间很短促就。打开了
，for over 7 meters，
就裂开了，大概是几才7公尺
，across 100 kilometers，
然后呢就蔓延了更大
，100 kilometers，
100公里
，under the earth，
在地底层
，before it closed back again，
在它还没有合起来之前
，and when it's about to close back again，
当它要准备再复合的时候
，that pressure caused aHuge pressure to surge out from the plate, and it pushed the volume of water upwards to become tsunami waves.
那因为这样的地层，它要合起来呢，有极大的力量推挤，就把地底层下面这些水呢，就往上推，就造成这样一个大海啸。
In fact, this earthquake is so great.
事实上，这样的地震非常的严重。
That they say that they have shifted the position of New Jersey in America by 1 inch.
他们甚至说大到个程度，把这纽泽西州哦，这个地方的这个改了1英寸。
1 inch.
1英寸。
And the earthquake vibration tremors went all the way to Oklahoma City in America.
甚至这样的一个震动呢，已经影响到这个 Oklahoma。Oklahoma, 美国的奥克拉。
In fact, this earthquake with the shifting of the plates, that it caused the whole earth rotation to be changed by 3 microseconds. Caused this shaking caused the rotation of the earth to switch tilted the angle that caused a 3 millisecond changes in time.
就是呢，让这个甚至整个地层呢，好像把这个地层呢转换了之后呢，整个地球的角度都转换了几度
3 microseconds
为那什么单位。
But praise God, because of the lunar season, they were going to compensate and adjust.
但是因为农历的关系呢，所以它会再调一下回来。
And they caused even in Asia, the Malacca Straits, the Straits of Malacca, to have narrowed and to have been shortened and in the depth.
甚至让亚洲呢都变成比较小。
A narrow and in depth, it went down.
深度会变深变窄了。
So there were such changes because of the shifting of the earth plates.
所以因为这样的地震所造成的改变是非常大的。
So the fourth lesson we learn from this tsunami.
所以从海啸我们学到的第四点是。
God is speaking to us.
神对我们说。
That there are coming major great paradigm shifts.In the body of Christ.
也就是说在神的教会里面，在基督的身体里面，会有很大这个形态上的转变。
Major changes in the entire structure and landscape of Christendom.
就是在整个基督的教会里面呢，会有很大模式各方面的一个转换。
I'm telling you, denominations will be shaken.
我告诉你，所有的宗派要被震动。
The way we move in the ministry model will change.
我们在服事里面的这个形态也会转变。
In fact, the entire world global leadership is about to change.
甚至呢，这个各国领袖都要有所转替。
There is a new voice coming upon the face of this earth.
在这全地要发出新的声音。
Not elected by the council of elders and deacons.
不再是由长老执事所选出来的。
It is ordered and ordained by the council from heaven.
是从天上的神所命定的人。
And those are the people who will carry great dominion power in the end time.
在这末世的时候，这样的一群人要带出极大的能力。
Great changes are coming, I'm telling you.
我告诉各位，有极大的转变要临到。
The way we look at ministry, the way we move and function in the ministry, everything is going to change.
我们在服事里面所运作的方式都要有改变。
I was talking to one minister just 3 days ago.
三天前我跟一个传道人讲话。
And he was talking about prophecy.
他就跟我讲到说预言。
The function of prophecy.
讲到说预言的功能。
And he read to me a book.By Graham Cook. Graham Cook.
哦，他就读一本书给我，就是 Graham Cook 这个人所写的。
He said, "Oh, how wonderful, how wonderful."
他就说多棒多棒。
I said, "Oh, you are outdated, my dear sister."
我说，姐妹，你已经过时了。
I read this book in 1996.
我在1996年就读了这本书了。
你今年才读？他五年前已经改了风格，已经写了六本新书，你太慢了。And I say the way you talk about prophecy is not in agreement with his new opinion of the same author.
我就告诉你，告诉他说，你现在所讲的这些观念呢，其实跟这个作者他现在新有的观念已经不同了。
Changes are coming.
我们知道改变要临到。
Now then,
然后
if you notice,
如果你注意到
for example in India, Sri Lanka alone,
例如在这个斯里兰卡。
There are over 12,000 children died in the flood.
在这个海啸里面有
innocent children.
就是有一万两千的小孩死掉。
And when I heard that figure,
当我一听到这样的数字
and I opened up my ears to the voice of God,
我就赶快把我的耳朵打开听主怎么说。
And it's a son.
他说
I'm telling you another thing.
我在告诉你一件事情
that I am aboutTo touch the children and the youth of this generation.
我要触碰这一代的小孩。
And at the midnight hour, he told me, from the year 2005, it's going to be the next 7 years of the preparation of the Joel's army.
他说呢，在这个2005年呢，这未来的七年里面呢，是神要兴起约珥的军队。
In Joel chapter 2, verse 7 to 11.
约珥书的第二章。第七到十一节
God is raising up a mighty army.
神要兴起大有能力的军队。
We call it the Joshua generation.
我们称为约书亚的一代。
The young people are going to shake the earth for the glory of God.
是的，这些年轻人为神的荣耀震撼这世界。
The devil wants to take the young children.
撒旦他试着要掳掠这些孩子。
Because God has a great plan for young children.
因为神对这些年轻人有极大的计划。
God is about to raise champions out of them.
神要从他们当中兴起得胜者。
Let your eyes begin to know something new is about to happen among young people.
所以你要知道，要看见，是的，在年轻人当中要有新事发生。
If you have a children ministry, a youth ministry, I'm telling you, this is one of the most important ministry in this season.
所以如果你有做孩童的事工或青少年的事工，我要告诉你，这是很重要的一个时刻。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then something happened.
接着又有一件事发生。
When I read the account of the earthquake,
当我呢看了这个地震的记录。
And I noticed that it was 9.0 on the Richter scale.
它说是九级的地震。
When I heard this statement in the newspaper,
当我在报纸上看到这个消息。
In a split second.
就在那一秒当中
In a split second,
就在那一秒当中
God says Psalms 90 is the answer.
神就告诉我你去看诗篇90篇
I quickly open up to Psalms 90.
我就赶快打开到诗篇90篇
Shall we all turn to Psalms 90?
我们一起来看诗篇90篇
Verse 5.
第五节
Thou carry them away as with a flood. Ah, tsunami. They are asleep. Ah, talking about death. In the morning, they are like grass which grow up. In the morning, it flourishes and grow up. In the evening, it is cut down and withered.
第五节，你叫他们如水啊，就是海啸冲去。他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
Ah, I saw.
我就看到
the mentioning of the flood
represents tsunami.
如水冲去，就像海啸把他们冲走。
Talking about how mankind is the grass that grew up, and in the evening it was cut off. Death occurred in humanity.
讲到人类好像早上才发芽生长，晚上就割下枯干。
Why did man die?
为什么这些人死掉呢？
Verse 8 says.
第八节说。
Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
I'm telling you,
告诉各位
，sins always bring the judgment of God.
我要告诉你，罪孽总是引来神的审判。
And then in verse 14,
接着又在十四节说
，Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
And let the beauty of the Lord, in verse 17, our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us, yea, the works of our hands establish thou it.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工愿你坚立。第十七节
Verse 14 talks about satisfy us early with thy mercy, which is the Hebrew word for favor.
在十四节说，求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，这个慈爱呢，在希伯来文讲的就是恩宠。
Verse 17 Let the beauty of the Lord shine upon us. That is a phrase for the favor of God that comes from his face.
愿十七节，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上。这个荣美也是讲到恩宠。
The enemy, the devil, want us to focus on the tragic reports of the tsunami.
仇敌他就要让我们的焦点呢都放在这个海啸的灾难。
But those who walk with God's perspective will not speak the language of the devil.
但是一个站在神角度来看事情的人，他不会替仇敌说话。
God say, instead of speaking about the tsunami, speak about my favor is coming to this earth.
神说，你不要再去说海啸的灾难，而是要说我的慈爱，我的恩宠要临到全地。
A new season of the great favor of God is coming upon planet earth.
大大的恩宠季节即将要临到神的教会。
I'm telling you, in the year 2005,
我告诉你2005年
the favor of God is coming upon the church of God.
神的恩宠要临到神的教会。
I'm telling you, in 2004, you may have failed.
是的，在2004年或许你失败了。
In 2005, you will be empowered by the favor of God. You will succeed.
2005年你要被神的恩宠加力量，你能够成功。
In 2004, you may fall in weaknesses.
2004年你或许因为软弱而跌倒。
In 2005, by the great grace of God, you shall rise up in power and strength.
2005年你就要接着神极大的恩典再次兴起。
This is a year where there is no excuse for failure.
在今年你没有任何的借口理由能够失败的。
If you learn how to walk in the favor of God,
如果你学会怎么行在神的恩宠当中。
So how do we walk in the favor of God?
到底怎么走进神的恩宠呢？
Go and buy the last tape from 祷告山。
你去祷告山买最后一堂的卡带。
Then there were two keys that were mentioned there.
在那边有讲到两个重点。
But for here,
但在这里
you can go to Elim bookstore,
你可以去以琳
or any other bookstore,
或者其他的书房
go and get this book,
买这本书
神眼中的同人, because
因为
when I wrote this book in August last year, finished it last year,
当我去年八月呢完成这本书的时候
I wrote it in chapter 1
我呢在第一章有讲到
I say in the year 2004,
我说在2004年
it will be the year of favor,
会成为恩宠的一年
in the year 2005,
在2005年
it will be the overflowing of the great favor of God,
会是极大恩宠的永流年
and you know what happened?
结果你发现什么事
I begin to understand this year,
我才发现今年
great ministries, prophetic ministries all over the world,
在世界各地所有先知性的事工
They say this year is the year of great favor
大家都是说今年是极大恩宠的一年
I say praise God
我说赞美主
I write it first
我已经先写了
If not people say I copycat
不然人家又说我模仿他们了
No
不是
God always speaks in advance.
是神都会先说的。
In Asia, God has His prophets.
因为在亚洲，神也要兴起他的先知。
We don't copy.
我们不是学他的。
What the Western people say.
不是说只是跟着西方人。
We have champions in Asia.
在亚洲也有得胜者。
We can hear from God in Asia.
我们也在这里敬畏神。
And God is saying,
主说
，This year,
今年
，favor is coming upon our life.
是的，恩宠的江河要涌流。
So how do you have the favor of God?
那你怎么能够得到神的恩宠呢
？Tear this page and eat this page.
把这个撕了吃了。
把它吃掉。
吃掉。
吃掉的意思就是把它消化掉、明白他的真理去施行他的道
Amen.
You must learn it
必须要学而且要行出来
Have you confessed the 65 scripture that was in the very last page
你有没有去宣告最后面他讲了65节经文呢、
有没有啊去背去宣告
就背要去宣告、
65 scriptures
有65节经文
And so if you don't have it
如果没有的话
Go and get it
赶快去买
If you want your friend to succeed
如果你希望你的朋友能够成功
Tell your friends to get it
你也请你的朋友去买一本
This is the best 红包 for the Chinese New Year
最好的红包就这本书
I'm telling you
我告诉你
Because
因为
On December 31st
因为在12月31号
2004
年
At the midnight hour
在半夜的时候
God spoke to me
神对我说
This year
今年
Will be the year of the 55
会成为55的年
It is the year of the great favor of God coming upon planet earth
就是神极大的恩宠要临到全地
And I said yes Lord
我说是的主
And I begin to taste the favor of God even on the first 3 days of January The first 3 days I begin to see the favor of God begin to open up
甚至呢在这个一月的前三天呢前面一号、二号、三号，我就惊艳到神极大的恩宠临到我。
In the entire month of January, I begin to see miracles after miracles.
在整个一月份，我就看到神迹不断的发生。
And I knew it was the favor of God at work.
我知道这是神的恩宠在运行。
So I'm telling you.
所以我告诉各位。
I am walking in it.
我已经走在恩宠当中了。
If I don't have it,
如果我没有
，I'm a liar.
我这是说谎的。
I read it because I'm walking in it for 17 years.
我要，因为我其实我已经渴慕恩宠17年了。
Hallelujah, Amen. Now, let's come back to it again.
我们再回到
in verse 5,
在第五节。
It says that in the morning they are like grass which grows up.
他说呢，他们呢在早上好像生长的草。
Grass that grows up is a picture of life in the spring season.
所谓生长的草呢，是在这个春天的时候，草都会冒芽。
And the Lord spoke to me again.
神又对我说。
He said, "With the great outpouring of the glory of God."
因为神恩宠的降临。
There will be the sprouting of the resurrection life of God.
就是会有复活的生命冒出来。
I am.Prophesying to you.
现在我对各位发预言。
This is the year.
今年。
You shall see resurrection life.
复活的生命。
Coming upon your life.
复活的生命。
If you are dead.
如果你已经死了。
If you are hopeless.
如果你没有希望。
With your broken dream.
如果你觉得伤心失望。
God is going to bring resurrection life into your body.
神要使你复活起来。
You will live again.
会再活起来的。
Live again.
再活起来的。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a season.
就是这个季节了。
That you are going to be strong.
你要刚强起来。
By the resurrection life of our Lord Jesus.
借着我们主耶稣的复活的大能。
The grass in Christendom.
在这个整个基督教界的草
will grow up again
会再次生长起来
you will live again
你会再活起来
you will be healed of your backsliding this year
你所有的退后都要被医治
Hallelujah Wonderful Jesus Now let's come to number 7
我们再看第七点
Now when the tsunami hit for example Aceh
当这个海啸临到 Aceh 这个地方
which was one of the closed doorTo the gospel.
他们对于福音是紧闭的门。
By that tsunami, it opened the door for
Red Cross, Salvation Army, and everyone else to come in.
那因为海啸要救济的关系呢，让这个红十字会啊，救这个救世军都能够进去。
And missionaries begin to give us reports that there was great souls winning in Aceh right now.
宣教士就开始报告说，在那边有极大的收割。
And in fact.They even say the richest man in that city of Aceh has now begun to believe in the God of Jesus Christ.
跟他们说在那个地方最有钱的那个人也已经信主了。
This speaks about the harvest of humanity.
这讲到呢看到一个谦卑的收割。
God is speaking to us.
神在对我们说。
A great harvest is coming to planet Earth.
极大的庄稼要临到全地。
There will be a great move of God upon the earth.
在全地神要大大运行。
Do you know that this tsunami actually hit 12 nations?
事实上，这个海啸影响了十二个国家。
Let me read to you the 12 nations that I wrote it down.
它临到十二个国家。
On the internet, I wrote down this article.
我在网站上写下来这个。
Where are the 12 nations? Or it's all jumbled up here. 12 nations, let me see. Never mind, just believe me, it's 12 nations on the internet.
本来在网站上有，你可以去看，有12个国家。
Now, it hit in the coastal areas that was in South and East Asia.
我们知道它是发生在东南亚。
And it hit the eastern coast of Africa.
它也呢这个袭击了这个东非洲的东岸。
And God say,
神说
，There will be a great move of God and a great harvest.
神会大大运行，有收割庄稼。
Particularly in two continents.
特别是在两个两大洲。
In Asia and Africa.
就是亚洲跟非洲。
I'm telling you,
我告诉各位
，The greatest revival of the end time.
在这个末世极大的收割。
It's not just happening in America. No,
不是只是在美国，
no, no, no.
不是。
It actually happened on two continents.
是在两个州。
Asia and Africa.
就是亚洲跟非洲。
You remember the example that during the issue of the law in Mount Sinai?
你还记得呢？在这个讲到西乃山，对不起。
3,000 died.
有3,000人死掉。
Right?The Leviticus priesthood in Exodus 32 went and slew the people. 3,000 died. Right?
在利未记有记载，在那边有3,000人死掉。
But God say He used it in the New Testament. He said on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 was saved.
但是呢，在这个五旬节的时候，神说什么？那时候有3,000人得救。
So even in the natural, there were many deaths.
所以在自然界，我们似乎看到很多人的死亡。
But in the spiritual perspective.Great harvest, great salvations of souls are coming.
可是在灵界呢，却发生的就是人的灵魂要得救。
And God is speaking to us out of Joel chapter 3 and verse 13.
神在约珥书三章十三节告诉我们。
The time of the harvest is now at hand.
是的，现在就是收割的时候。
The harvest is now.
现在就是收割的时候。
Number 8.
第八。
Now notice that if you keep up with all the tsunami reports,
如果我们去看这个整个海啸的记录报告，
you will notice that the animals, particularly there was a report about Sri Lanka.
特别呢，他们讲到斯里兰卡有关于一个这些动物的报告。
They say that the animals,
他们说这些动物啊，
they sense danger is coming. They're having an instinctive sixth sense.
他们好像有一种直觉感啊。
They sense danger in coming and they run up to higher ground.
因为他们感受到呢有危险要临到，所以他们都已经先跑到比较高的地方。
They knew the time of danger is very near.
他们知道呢有危险即将临到。
And they noticed there were no dead animal corpses.
他们因为发现那边都没有任何动物的尸体。
That speaks to us about the timing of migration.
所以呢，这个看到呢，这是一种提升的时刻。
We must understand timing.
我们要必须了解时刻。
When the animals understood timing, they run from danger.
就像这些动物，他们因为知道真正的时刻，他们就躲过那个危机。
And in the last days, we must develop
high level of sensitivity.
所以我们在今年要特别去培养自己的敏锐度。
We must understand the timings of God.
我们要了解神的时刻。
And then we must have the feet of a hind deer.
我们也必须要有这个如羚羊一样的脚。
And when danger comes, we run and gallop fast away from it.
赶快要快跑。
You remember in 1 Samuel chapter 23.
在撒母耳记上。第二十三章
9-13节 David asked the Lord
大卫跟主讲
Will King Saul come up to me today?
他说如果呢扫罗王来追杀我今天来追杀我
Will the man of Keilah deliver me up to him?
Keilah
The man of the enemies
那仇敌呢是会把我交给他呢
And the Lord said They will run now
所以主就跟他讲说是的他们会把你交出去所以你要赶快跑啊
And so they understood the danger
所以他们了解危机将来临到
And he ran away and he saved his own life
因为他先跑的关系呢就救了自己
In the end time
在末世
You must understand timing
你要很了解时刻
One of a prophetfriend of mine
我有一个先知朋友
God had spoken to him years ago
在几年前神就告诉他
when the next major crisis come into his nation
他说呢当这个即将临到的这危机临到他的国家
God told him to run to East Russia
神就已经叫他先跑到东苏联
I'm telling you there are timings of migration
所以我告诉你你呢要移动的时候呢要有时刻
Number nine.
第九
When the animal sense that danger.
当这些动物呢感觉到这些危机
Where did the animals go?
那这些动物跑去哪里啊
They say every animal run and move to the mountain.
他们说那些动物都跑到山上去了
You remember what Jesus says in Matthew 24 verse 15 and 16?
你知道吗他对24章15、16节说
He say when the time of the great trouble of Jacob's trouble come,Flee from Jerusalem into Judea into the mountains.
然后当雅各的灾难临到的时候，你要从耶路撒冷，然后犹太全地，再到撒玛利亚。
So when I saw the animals running to the mountain,
所以当我看到这些动物都往山上跑
，then I saw God is speaking to us at this season a very important lesson.
所以神在这一刻告诉我们一个非常重要的功课。
Mountain always speaks to us of encountering God.
所谓的山呢都在圣经里记载就是与神相遇的地方
Moses encountered God in Mount Sinai
我们知道摩西呢在西乃山与神相遇
Mountain speaks of the deeper intimate relationship with God
山呢也代表着跟神亲密的关系
That's what Hebrew chapter 12 verse 22 We are now in Mount Zion We have access to God
所以希伯来书12章22节就是说我们已经在西乃山我们要去朝见神
This is a season God is callingHis bride to go to the mountain of His presence.
所以神呢要呼召我们在今年要进到与他亲近的山。
This is the season, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 17. God is saying, "Come away with me, my beloved, up into the mountain."
就像雅各书二章十七节讲到说，我所亲爱的，到跟我到山上去吧。
This is a time not to be very busy with your life.But always stay and abide in the mountain of His presence.
今年不是你忙东忙西的时刻，而是你要去与主亲近的时刻。
You say, why must we spend much time in the mountain?
你说为什么要花这么多时间在山上呢？
I'm telling you, great shakings are coming.
因为我告诉你，极大的震动要临到。
I'm telling you, shakings that you have never seen it.Before.
这样的震动是你以前所没有看过的
Terrible times are coming
有非常悲惨的时刻
Number 10
第十
Notice that the animals went up to the mountain They were hanging around in the mountain Dwelling upon higher ground
那我们知道这些动物跑到山上之后呢他们就是逗留在这高地
Mountain is a place of elevation High above the plains of the earth
山呢就是指比较高的地方
And God is speaking to the church today
所以神对今天的教会说
It's time to go to higher ground
现在是要提升到高山的时候
It's time to go to the higher level of your encounter with God
你与神相遇的程度要再次的被提升
This is a season Revelation 4:1 is speaking to us
启示录第四章第一节告诉我们
Come up higher
要到更高之处
This is a season
that you must go to the next level of intimacy with God.
要更多的与神亲密。
Don't look at a lower level.
不要住在低处。
It's time to climb higher.
你要到高处去。
Live in the heights of the mountain of His presence.
要住在神至高的隐秘处。
Live a higher life this year.
今年要活出这样一个高山的生命。
Number 11.
第十一。
Now with this tsunami that happened,
因为这样海啸的发生,
there was a round table talk in the United Nations.
整个联合国呢就开圆桌会议。
And then with Japan, Singapore and other nations, they are decided to invest in advanced technology of the early warning system to detect next tsunami that might occur again in thePacific and the Indian Ocean.
那这些参与的国家呢，他们就在讨论是不是像日本啊、新加坡，他们就提出来说，是不是能够来研发呢更精密、更好的这个预警系统，好让这个下一波的海啸如果发生的时候能够提早知道。
They want to set up the early warning system.
他们要设定这样一个预警系统
，so that lives will not be greatly perished at such an alarming rate.
就是让这灾难能够降低。
So, this is in the natural.
这是我们在自然界所看到的。
In the spiritual,
在属灵上说
God also have his early warning system.
神同样也给我们有预警系统。
And God's scientists in the realm of the spirits are the prophets of God.
神呢，在灵界里面的这些预警系统的人就是先知。
Amos chapter 3 verse 7.
阿摩斯书第三章第七节。
God will not do anything except that it reveal his secrets to his prophets.
神如果还没有把他的心意显明给他的先知，他是不做事的。
Second Chronicle chapter 20 verse 20.
历代志下。
2020. Believe in the prophets and you shall be established.
信他的先知你就必亨通。
I'm telling you.
我告诉各位。
In the end time.
在末世。
Great things that are coming to this earth.
在全地有很大的事要发生。
You will not hear it from the church.
你不会从教会听到。
You will hear it from the ministry of the prophets.
你会从先知的侍奉当中听到。
Because this is the order in the kingdom.
因为这是神国度的次序。
You bypass the prophets. You bypass the prophets.
除了这个牧师的权柄之外。
You ignore the prophets.
你呢？这个、可是呢我们可能尊重牧师但是却忽略先知
You reject God's early warning system
那你就是拒绝了神给你的预警系统
The prophets are coming
先知要被兴起
And they are not going to tell you good news
他们跟你讲的都不是好消息
Taiwan has been hearing too much good news
台湾听太多好消息了
I'm telling you bad news are coming
我告诉你坏消息要来了
You don't believe it?
你不相信吗
Watch it's coming
你就看着好了会发生的
BadNews are coming.
坏消息要来了。
For too long.
太久了。
Taiwanese Christians and churches.
台湾的教会跟基督徒。
Have been eating on a wrong diet.
都吃错菜了。
And are filled with spiritual diabetes.
都得了这个属灵的糖尿病。
It's high time for the prophets to rise up in Taiwan.
现在是在台湾要兴起先知的时候。
You don't like prophets?
你不喜欢先知。
They are going to speak.
他们要说
And it shall come to pass whether you like it or not.
他们说的话就会实现
Hallelujah. And then the number 12.
第十二
You notice that in this great tsunami.
我们发现了在这个大海啸当中
There was a massive destruction of buildings after buildings.
有非常多的建筑物呢大大的被毁灭
But in India.
可是在印度
They discover.
他们发现
I saw it on television.
我是在电视看到的
That the tsunami did not destroy a particular structured building.
在那里呢有一栋建筑物却没有被摧毁
It was built in the 16th century.
那栋建筑物是在16世纪建造的。
It was a Danish fort.
它是一个这个丹麦式的这个堡垒。
And the tsunami wave came and hit everything, but the fort, the fortress remained intact.
很多的建筑物都被摧毁，但是这个城堡却没有被摧毁。
And then the Lord said, "Son, watch."
This is what I'm saying to the church.
主就说，我要对教会说。
You remember Matthew chapter 7?
你还记得马太福音第七章
？Verse 24 to 26.
24到27.
He said there are two kinds of men with building their lives on two kinds of foundation.
他说有两种人会把房子建在两种根基上。
One kind build it on sinking sand.
有一种呢是建立在松散的沙土上。
One kind of build it up the rock of Jesus Christ.
另外一种人是把他的生命建造在基督这个坚固的磐石上。
He said the storms will come.
所以呢，当这个暴风雨一来
，The rain will come, the floods will come.
雨水来，洪水来。
Great will be the fall of those that build on sinking sand.
那些呢，把自己的建造在沙土上的人要毁灭。
How strong is your spiritual foundation?
你属灵的根基有多稳固呢
？I'm telling the great shakings that are coming is going to reveal to you how well have your foundation been built.
我告诉你，这极大的震动要临到，也就能够显明出来，到底你的根基有多稳固。
Unless you have a close relationship with God，
除非你与神有亲密的关系。
Unless you make God your foundation，
除非你让神做你的根基。
Everything else shall be terribly shaken，
不然其他的东西都会被震动掉。
God must become the stronghold of our faith。
神必须成为我们信心的根基。
God is our security and our fortress.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的安全感。
That's what David declared in Psalms 18, verse 2 and verse 18.
这是大卫他在诗篇十八篇第二
十八节
二节十八节所说的。
God is my rock. God is my fortress.God is my stronghold. That's why David was unshakable in his faith.
神是我的磐石，神是我的避难所，所以为什么大卫他坚定不动摇？
And how are we going to build the stronghold in our life?
我们怎么样建造这样一个坚固的磐石？
You must apply Proverbs chapter 24 verse 3.
你必须看箴言24章第三节。
It is by wisdom that she built her house.
人是借着智慧建立家室。
You need to build your spiritual life.Based upon the wisdom of God.
你必须借着神智慧的言语呢，建造你属灵的生命。
If you build your life based on the ways of this world, great will be your fall on that day.
如果你建造你的生命是根据世人行事为人的方式，那你就会跌倒。
Any church, any ministry, any life, any business that are not built by the wisdom of God.Will fall in the end time.
如果你不照着神的智慧来行事为人，不管你的教会、你的事业、你的工作呢，都会失败。
Number 13.
第十三。
When the great tsunami came.
当这大海啸发生。
I saw there were many wooden boats and rubber boats that were floating to rescue people from the flood.
有很多的这个木船啊，或者是橡皮船呢，就漂浮在。台面上就是要来救人。
That reminds us about Genesis chapter 6 verse 13 and 14 when God communicated to Noah to build the ark.
讲到创世第六章十二十三节呢，神也吩咐挪亚要造方舟。
And I begin to ask God, what is the Noah ark of the end time?
那我就问神说，主啊，在末世挪亚的方舟是什么呢
？Not only it represents Jesus Himself.
这个方舟不只是代表着耶稣。
God spoke to my heart,
神对我的心说。
He said the fear of God will be your strongest, unshakable refuge in the end time.
他说你对神的敬畏呢，就是你在末世呢最好保护你的方舟。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26 and 27.
箴言十四章二十六、二十七节。
The fear of the Lord is your confidence, and your children will find refuge in it.
敬畏耶和华呢，就是你的自信。这样的话呢，你的孩子就受到保护。
In the fear of the Lord, men will depart from the snares of death.
当你敬畏神，你就能够远离致死你的网罗。
This is how you build your safety boat in the spirit.
所以你能够在灵里面建造这样一个平安的。
Whatever storms of life may come.
不管你遭遇怎么样的风暴。
If you are a man who genuinely fear God.
如果你是一个真实敬畏神的人。
God will save you from every crisis.
神就会拯救你脱离任何的危机。
This is the only safety net and life buoy that we have in the future.
这是我们在未来唯一的这安全的所在。
Fear God with all your heart.
所以你要全心全意的敬畏神。
Number 14.
第十四。
In that great crisis, I begin to see in Aceh alone.
在这极大的危机当中，我看到阿切这个地方。
The churches of Indonesia begin to send financial aid and food and clothing to that city.
很多教会就开始呢，送物资啊，支援各方面。
It was Indonesians meeting the needs of other Indonesians.
是因为在那边的这个状况能够来满足其他地区的需要。
That speaks about the need of friends in crisis.
这讲到呢，我们在基督里面需要有朋友。
Without friends in crisis, you will not able to stand up.
在危机当中，如果没有朋友的帮助，你没有办法站立起来。
Luke 16 verse 8 and 9.
路加福音16章八九节。
He says that you must use mammon or money to make friends.
他说你甚至要用钱怎样去结交朋友。
So that when you fail, when you have failure in life, they will receive you and help you.
那当你在落难的时候呢，他们能够来帮助你。
In 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 1 to 7.
撒母耳记上第十九章
一到七节。
We
have David who was in a danger and crisis.
当时大卫正遭遇患难。
It was Jonathan, his beloved friend.
是约拿丹他的这个最好的朋友。
Who protected David.
是他保护了大卫。
And tell David when danger come, he tell him to go and hide himself.
当有危险临到的时候，是约拿单叫大卫去躲起来的。
We need friends.
所以我们很需要朋友。
We need not many friends.
不是很多朋友。
Most friends trouble come, they run away from you.
因为很多人呢，看到你落难就跑了。
We need real friends.
我们需要结交真正的朋友。
We don't need many friends.
你不需要结交很多朋友。
In my life, I don't have many friends.
就像我自己并没有很多朋友。
I have a lot of Christian friends around me.
我有很多基督徒的朋友。
But real friends, I have very few.
但是真正的朋友不多。
Because I want to have friends only if I'm in danger. They say, brother.Whoever touch you first must touch me.
因为我要结交那种朋友，就是我落难的时候，我有危险的时候呢，他们说如果别人敢找你查，先找我吧。
Whenever you have help, we will be the first one to stand by your side.
你需要帮助的时候，我一定是第一个报到的。
These are friends that we need.
这样的朋友才是我们需要的。
Jonathan was a true friend to David because he revealed his true color in times of adversity.
约拿单就是大卫真正的朋友，因为在危难当中就显出他的真情。
Amen. Point number 15.
第十五点。
When the great floods came.
当这大洪水临到。
When it initially landed on the coastal areas of Indonesia.
当它这个袭击印尼的这个海滩。
The village people reported that those waves actually reached 20 meters in height.
当地人就说呢，这个高度呢是在20公尺。
And it went 10 kilometers inland.
然后呢，整个地面呢是100公里。
No, 10 kilometers inland.
10公里。
And in that city that was hit, one of my friends in Banda Aceh, it was hit.
在那个巴拿雀这个地方呢，他们也被袭击了。
And there was one family.
有一家人呢。
And they was hit.
他们被袭击了。
And then they were submerged by the flood.
他们被这个海浪呢淹没了。
And they were 5 meters underneath the flood.
他们却是呢高于这个高于五
five meters
五公尺，超过了，比他还高。
And they saw cars floating above them.
他们看到车子呢就漂浮在上面。
And one man,
有一个人
he cried out in his heart,
他在心里面呼喊
if there is a God,
说如果真的有神
save me,
救我吧
and I will be a Christian.
我就成为基督徒。
And suddenly he saw a huge log nearby.
他就看到了有一个大木这个木条。
He grabbed the log.
他就抓住这个木头。
Suddenly there was a force pushing upwards.
突然间就有个力量呢把他往上推。
And he went up.
他就一起来。
And he survived the flood.
他就逃过机劫。
And he became a Christian instantly on that day.
就在那天他马上变成基督徒。
You know what log was that?
那你知道那是什么?
That's the wooden log of the cross.
这讲到就是什么?十字架的这个木头就代表这十字架的救恩。
It is the wooden logs.The wood that saved us from our sins.
是这木头这个十字架，就是十字架救了我们，好像那木头救了他一样。
There was another sister.
有另外一个姐妹。
She was right underneath the flood.
她本来是被洪水淹没在下面。
And
He cried out for the Holy Ghost.
他呢就呼喊圣灵。
And a hand pushed her from behind and pushed her upwards.
有一只手就从后面推她，把她推上去。
And she flew up into the under the surface.
她就被推到地面上去。
And she was survived.
那她也活了。
And that Sunday when I was in Indonesia, she was testifying in the church.
因为那时候有一个礼拜天我在那边的教会，结果她上台做见证说的。
Now that speaks to us about something in the natural.
这个呢，在自然界告诉我们一些事情。
If great volume of water and flood comes in,
如果有大水淋到的时候
，there is a need to learn how to swim.
你要学会怎样游泳啊
？You don't know how to swim.
如果你不会游泳哦
，Bye bye.
就糟了。
勇士再见。Learn how to swim.
所以要学会游泳哦。
And then I saw it.
我一看到。
And it was in Ezekiel 47.
在以西结书47章
Verse 5.
第五节
The river that was at ankle level went up to knee level to waist level and it went beyond to become a great river.
讲到这个水呢漫起来反而从这个脚踝到膝盖然后到腰一直在漫过你
This is a year that we must learn to swim in the river of the Holy Ghost.
所以呢我们今年要学会怎么在圣灵里面游泳
This is a year that we must walk in the Spirit.
今年我们要行在圣灵当中。
This is a year that we must cultivate friendship with the Holy Ghost.
我们必须要发展跟圣灵之间的关系。
We must learn to swim deep in the presence of God.
我们要学会深深的在神的同在当中游泳。
This is the year.
今年。
That there will be visitations of the Holy Ghost upon true genuine seekers.
神会显明他自己的同在在那些真实寻求神的人身上。
I'm telling you, this year I begin to sense visitation even in my own bedroom.
我的今年就开始经历到神甚至在我的房间去拜访我。
I begin to see the heavens open.
我看到天堂打开。
Taken into the realm of the spirit.
把我带到灵界。
And I begin to see clouds coming into the room.
我看到了神的云彩临到我的房间。
Where the clouds came and stay in the room.
这个云彩就停在我的房间。
I'm telling you, God is about to visit His hungry people.
我告诉你，神呢，他要来拜访那些饥渴的人。
Great flood also demonstrate the mercy of God.
这个洪水也代表着神的恩慈。
You know why?
你知道为什么
？Because there was a huge luxury tour ship called Star Cruise.
我们知道有一个叫丽晶游轮。
From Singapore, it went and stay in Phuket.
它那么就从新加坡出发，停留在普吉岛。
There were a few hundreds passengers up in that ship.
在那船上呢，有上百万上百的这个游客。
But then on the 25th of December, they dock and leave Phuket.
那他们在12月25号，他们就12月25号就离开了普吉。
If they stay one more day,
如果他们再多留一天
，hundreds upon hundreds of Singaporeans were died there.
那有上百的这个新加坡人就死在那了。
It was the mercy of God.
那是因为神的怜悯。
That kept lives.Preserve.
保守那些人的生命。
Do you know if that earthquake?
你知道如果这个地震啊
？If it had hit 500 kilometers southward.
如果呢，它又再往南500
kilometers
公里的就是再往下500公里的话
，Singapore would have been completely submerged.
整个新加坡都会被淹没了。
It was the mercy of God.
那是因为神的怜悯。
That had protected.Singapore.
保护了新加坡。
That's the mercy of God.
这是神的恩慈和怜悯。
God have saved us unknowingly.
神呢就是这样在背后保护我们。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Verse 15 to 18.
十五到十八节。
I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
It is God who has preserved us today. We are alive because of His mercy.
我们能够活着都是因为神怜悯我们。
David say in 2 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 14.
大卫在撒母耳记下二十四章说。
He says, "Let me fall into the." Great mercies of the hand of God.
他说让我呢， 倒在这个神大能的手中。
I'm telling you, it is because of this great mercy that we are alive today.
是因为神大大的怜悯，我们才能够活着。
And it will be the same great mercy that will keep us alive in the days of trouble.
同样的，就是神极大的怜悯，能够保守我们在患难中仍然安全。
Fear not.
所以不要害怕。
Whatever crisis they are coming,
不管你遇到什么样的危机。
Whatever tsunami, whatever thing they are coming,
不管有什么样的海啸或任何事发生。
If you love Jesus,
如果你爱耶稣。
And you trust and hope in His mercy and great love,
你相信他的恩慈。
God will preserve you from trouble.
神他会保守你免于这个灾难。
You will not perish.
你不会被灭亡。
Never.
不会的。
God's everlasting mercy.Will keep you alive.
神不灭的恩慈，他会保守你的性命。
Hallelujah! The final point, the 17th point.
最后一点，第十七。
Notice that in the great tsunami,
我们发现在这大海啸当中
there was a great ruin of houses and dwelling place. Everyone was homeless.
很多的家呢都被摧毁了，所以很多人无家可归。
And then I begin to sense the whisper of God in my soul.
我就在我的魂里灵魂里面呢感受到神对我轻声的说。
And the Lord says,
神说
the true building of God,
神真正的建筑
the true temple of God,
神真正的殿
the true dwelling place of God,
神的居所
Is in the heart of man.
是在人的心中。
Psalms 90 verse 1.
在诗篇90篇一节。
Psalms 90 verse 1.
在90篇一节。
Never forget it.
绝对不要忘记。
God is our dwelling place.
你要住在至高者的隐秘处。
Even in Hebrew chapter 11.
在希伯来书十一章。
Verse 8 to 10.
第八到十节。
Abraham was a stranger, sojourn in a strange country.
这个当初亚伯拉罕他也是在别的异地做是陌生人。
He was in search of a city that was not built with hands.
他要寻找一个城市人手不是人手所造的城。
Whose maker and builder is God himself.
是神所造的城。
Ladies and gentlemen,
各位
we are pilgrims on this earth.
我们在这地上是客旅。
Don't put our hope and all our treasures on earthly things.
所以你不要把你的希望把你的希望所有寄托都在这个属世的事情上面。
Earthly things will go in a single second.
在这地上一切都会马上就没了。
You know that there was a businessman who opened up a tea house.
像有一个商人呢，他开了一个茶店。
Previously, he set up his business in Taichung.
本来呢，他是在台中开的。
Earned a lot of money.
赚了很多钱。
And so began to build more set up.
他就更多的开很多分店。
In the 921 earthquake,
在这921地震的时候
it wiped out his entire fortune of 4 to 5, 4到5千万。
四到五千万，他的产业全部都没了，
全部都光了。And suddenly, from 80 pounds, it shrink to 60 pounds, and he become very haggard.
从这个八十磅呢，变成16磅。
60
磅，我想是怎么会啊？
对不起。And you know what happened?
憔悴。
Because he put his hope of earthly things.
为什么他会这样？因为他把希望都放在这些属世的东西上面。
Never put your hopes on earthly things.
绝对不要把你的盼望放在这些属世的事情
上面。Never put your hopes on stocks and shares.
不要把你的盼望放在你的股票上面。
If not the stock market crash, 我要自杀。
股票一跌就我要死了。
Never put your hopes in men.
所以你的盼望也不要放在人身上。
Put your hope in God.
把你的盼望放在神身上。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
腓立比书第三章二十节。
Our citizenship is in heaven.
我们是天上的国民。
Our true hope and our true home is heaven.
我们真正的家在天上。
Don't labor for things on this earth that rot and corrupt.
你呢不要因为这地上的事情而被败坏了。
Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 18 and 19.6 verse 18 and 19. He says, work and labor for an eternal foundation that will never fade away.
你要为着那个不会败坏的国度而努力。
I'm telling you, whatever crisis come,
我告诉你，不管你遇到什么样的危机
it should not paralyze you.
这些都没有办法使你不动。
If your eyes are not on money,
只要你的眼目不是放在金钱上面
Your eyes are not on earthly things.
你的眼目不是放在这属世的事情上面
Your eyes are on the love of God, Jesus Himself.
你的眼目是放在耶稣的爱上面。
Whatever crisis come,
这样的话，不管怎么样的危机，
you will still have your faith in God.
你仍然能够坚信于神。
God is our refuge and our dwelling place.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的居所。
God is our stronghold.
神也是我们的山寨。
Don't look at things.
不要看那些东西。
Don't look at all the end time trouble that are coming.
不要看到这个末世的灾难。
Put all your hopes on God.
把你所有的盼望都放在神身上。
And as Enoch walked with God.
就像以诺与神同行。
So let us walk with Him.
让我们也与他同行。
And then you have an unshakable faith.
这样你就有一个不可被动摇的信心。
Nothing can shake you.
没有任何东西能够动摇你。
Psalms 125 and verse 1.
诗篇一百二十五篇第一节。
Those that put their trust in God,
那些信靠神的人
will be unshakable as Mount Zion,
不可动摇，好像锡安山。
And the Lord will surround him as the Lord as the mountains surround Jerusalem,
就好像众山围绕耶路撒冷，神也围绕他的百姓。
We have an unshakable God,
我们有一个不可动摇的神。
So let us put our hopes in Him,
所以让我们的盼望就放在他身上。
Fear no evil about the future,
不要害怕未来的危机。
Rejoice in the greatness of your God,
你要喜乐的在主了里。
And pray.
也要祷告。
It's time for the church to pray.
祷告，教会要起来祷告。
It's time for the church to prophesy.
教会要起来说预言。
It's time for the church to decree.
教会要起来宣告。
Let us all stand up to our feet.
我们大家站起来。
Let us prophesy.
现在我们来发预言。
And let us prophesy to one another too.
我们彼此发预言。
And say.God's tsunami is coming!
跟对方说神的大海啸要临到你。
God's tsunami is coming! God's glory!
神的荣耀要临到你。
God's revival fire!
神的复兴的火。
Revival!
复兴的火。
Revival!
复兴的火。
Revival!
复兴的火。
It's coming! To Taiwan! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Father! We thank you! For God's tsunami! It's coming! To Asia! To China! To Taiwan! Hong Kong, Singapore, and Asia! Hallelujah! God's tsunami! It's the greatest!News for the church today! In Jesus' name! Amen!
Amen.